Browns are moving to Brook Park, it seems. Just got to get the Herbie Hancock from the governor on everything, and then it'll be shovels in the ground and everything coming up in February. Daryl joined us yesterday. He's co-host with me today. Lima back on Monday after he's been home all week with his children, where they've been screaming in the background. He calls me. He didn't call me yesterday, but he called me the first 3 days of the week. And they
desperate for help?
No, I ain't helping him. He's on his own. If I can do three, he can have two. He can do it with two, and that's fine. The hell with him. He's an interesting character as of this moment, and everything just seems to be... I just always think that there's a fire starting in the background somewhere, and he goes, I gotta go. And he just hangs up, and then that's it, because I heard he was on the phone with me. He's making some big political point on Wednesday, and then he's like, where'd the cookie go? And I can hear his daughter in the background start screaming. He goes, oh, I gotta go. Hangs up. Goodbye. Like, that's it. He's very abrupt on these things. So that's the last time I talked to him. I hope everybody's okay at the Lima household.
The joys of fatherhood.
But Zach Miles is going to join us at 7:45 or 7:40. We will be talking Guardians coming up at 6:43. Browns moved to Brook Park again. Daryl was with us yesterday. Daryl laid it all out, all the specifics. Seems that they could buy. When could they officially buy 176 acres in Brook Park?
That should happen today.
Today? Wow. Today's the day. We're buying 176 acres over there. Wow. Okay.
They officially have to have the deal closed by Monday, but I was told they want to get that done today. So they should close on it today. It'll be their land, and then they can move forward.
So Jason and I had it out about the stadium yesterday, the current stadium yesterday, and you and I will get into that later. But the Browns are moving to the adjacent city. The Bengals were thinking about moving away altogether. They've come up with an agreement. I know that this was brought up in the 2020s yesterday. But the Bengals and their officials down there with Hamilton County came together on a deal tentatively for $470 million in renovations to their stadium, Paycor Stadium, that'll keep them there for the next 11 years. Now, all things aside, I don't want any team to move from a city. You know, I like the roots. Once you're there, you're there. I don't root for – I know we make jokes about Cincinnati and TV carts and – duct tape and
being part of Kentucky.
Yeah, and I know that Mike Brown is certainly a frugal owner.
That's one way to put it.
In so many ways. Hey, say what you want to about the Browns' ownership, but they will spend that money.
He's definitely not putting $2.3 billion into a stadium project for sure.
But I know we make a lot of jokes, but at the same time, I certainly don't want the Bengals to move. But the thing is, I don't know many Bengals fans, personally. And I've said this on the air.
Who? Mark Schwab from Channel 19.
Oh, hell, I didn't even think about him. That's okay. So I think I might know four Bengals fans off the top of my head. Hell, sorry, Schwabby, I didn't even think about you, bud. All right, so there's four I can think of off the top. One is our former intern, Spider, who I think he works for the state of Tennessee now. So you got Chris, and I got Schwab, and the other two.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention them, yeah. Chris is doing well for himself down there. I don't think that they're a rival. I think that the Steelers, I don't know if Steelers fans think they're a rival, but I think that we're so close to each other. I think that we like to egg each other on no matter what. So I do find them to be a rival. But it was brought up like with Nick Chubb. If Nick Chubb ended up with the Bengals, it'd be a little weird. It doesn't matter the Bengals compared to the Steelers. I think that the Bengals fans hate us way more. I rarely think of the Bengals in terms of their fan base, in terms of agitation. I have respect for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you're not going on any radio shows in Cincinnati to troll any talk show hosts down there.
No. I mean, Mo Egger's too nice, and James ain't mean like Pony is. So it's not going to work out that way.
And James is also more right than Pony is. Well, then again, I think this pen is more right than Pony
is. And oddly enough, I get along very well with Ken Wyman and Bob Haney at 105.7 The Fan over in, and Vinny Serrato for that matter, over there at 105.7 The Fan over there in Baltimore. But I don't think of him as a rival. And I don't think that Browns fans think of him as a rival. And the reason I know that we don't think of them as a rival, would anybody have rooted for Joe Burrow if he were playing for the Ravens or Steelers in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
But they were rooting for Joe Burrow and the Bengals, the Ohio Bengals, when he was playing for the Bengals in the Super Bowl. So you know how you feel about the Bengals right there if you're willing to put it aside. Because, hey, you know, he's an Ohio State guy, even though he went to LSU. He's an Ohio State guy. All the reasons that you give it, you wouldn't have done that with because you don't do that. You didn't do that. Did you do that with Cam Hayward? I mean, there's. I think there's respect for Cam Hayward.
You didn't do it with Ben Roethlisberger. You didn't do it with Joe Flacco. You didn't do it with.
Where's Joe Flacco from? Is he from Philly area or something like that? I think he's from. Where's he from?
Somewhere over there. Yeah.
And Joe Flacco went to Delaware. But he started at Pitt.
But I'm just saying, when Flacco had the Ravens in the Super Bowl and nobody was rooting for him.
No.
You know.
But, you know, Burrow's he's an Ohio guy. He's not a local guy. Good God, the Plains are 4 hours away. And I just don't think of them as a rival. And I thought, man, I would never take any joy out of them leaving, even though I don't find them to be a vicious, strong. And boy, I'm dealing with a vicious fan base right now in another sport. I don't find them to be a vicious fan base by any means. Like when I see Steelers fans, they rip me. I laugh. I see Bengals fans. If they rip me, I just kind of
roll your eyes.
No, I just kind of go about my day. It really doesn't bother me. Like I will sit there and I will read some of the hate after a pony call that I get.
Right.
And like, you know. Have your heart attack and die. It just goes into this long thing. And I screenshot it and I send it to Pony and I laugh and laugh and laugh because I enjoy trolling those folks. But when it comes to Cincinnati, I'm not bothered by Cincinnati.
By the way, their Sunday tailgate scene before games, weak sauce.
Is it really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I could imagine. Well, there's not a lot of room down there, is there?
They're all in church. Like, tailgating starts like at 11.
Oh jeez!
Like up here, you know, I get to the stadium for Browns games around uh-huh. you know well, 9:30. Yeah. You drive by the Muni line; it's usually
waiting to go in. Yeah,
you get to the Bengals stadium at 9:30. There's nobody in the parking lots.
It's a weird mix down there. But at the same time, I don't want any team to move.
It's the Kentucky effect.
I don't want any team to move. It does make me worry about even 2036 because it's the thing that I wanted to avoid with our stadium stuff. I can't deny that the stadium was built quickly and built on the cheap. It was both of those things. After the renovation that Joe Banner had spearheaded, I thought that it wasn't going to be enough. And I don't think that I'm breaking any news here. I think a lot of people didn't feel it was going to be enough. And we were just putting lipstick on the hog until we were going to ask for a new stadium here.
I said that at the time.
Yes.
I came up with the Brook Park thing 12 years ago.
I remember Nick Fink brought that up years ago. Nick Fink, if he's out there, what a guy. And I'm just like, man, the thing I get out of, and I know that there's some tug and pull here, but the thing I get out of this is that I get 30 years where I don't have to worry about it.
Nope.
Okay, it'll be built. We'll see how it works out. I'll get to see what the city of Cleveland gets to do with that land over there. I do think that the Browns, probably it's a very good PR thing to help them tear the stadium down and clear it out, and then you guys do what you guys do. But when it comes to like Cincinnati, like I'm just thinking, man, you guys are the renderings that I saw. It's exactly what you said during the break. It's kind of like,
It's just a ripoff of what the Browns did to the stadium when Banner did that renovation.
Yeah.
They tore out or remodified the second decks in the end zones, which by the way, down there is like one of the few architectural features of that place. Cause it's supposed to look like the claws of a Bengal cat. The way the stand,
are you
the yeah, the current staff. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I mean, I've been there and I never noticed.
Yeah, they designed it so that you know with the way it's curved
really?
And the exits are laid out, it's supposed to look like the claws of a Bengal cat. You know, they're gonna like cut all that off and put you know layers on top of it and stuff. But yeah, it's nothing spectacular. And also, too, a lot of what that they wanted to do to that stadium, it was supposed to be $800-plus million. They have scaled it back tremendously. It's almost like what the Guardians did at Progressive Field.
Yeah.
Guardians wanted to do more to that ballpark than they actually did. They kind of scaled it back a little bit because of construction costs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bengals scaled back their project a little bit here. And a lot of the work that's going to get done, it's kind of like you renovate the house. Most of your money gets spent behind the walls.
Mm-hmm. Like I look at the Bengals. The Bengals are a rival, but they're not because of you know what the AFC North is.
They're
how the Bengals
one team
were
the Browns
born.
Can beat with any regularity.
Well, yeah. Well, I tell you what. Over the last 6-7 years, it's been kind of 50-50 with the Steelers here. Let's call it what it is. They were one of our three wins last season. We got it in the snow. Might have needed the snow, but we got them in the snow. So I'll take that. So it's been a little bit more level here over the last few years. But that's me grasping for straws. I don't find them to be the rival that I think. I think they hate us way more than we hate them. I think we got other things that we worry about up here with our team. But if it's 11 more years, I'm glad it's 11 more years, because the stuff about Austin, Texas, or San Antonio, or any of the other stuff, or London, for crying out loud, I would have felt really bad about that. And I tell you what, like, it's one of those things where you pick up a microphone and you try to get things going there to make sure something like that doesn't happen.
There's no leverage in the NFL right now, not like about 10 years ago when Los Angeles had zero teams. Like, Los Angeles was the anvil hanging over everybody. You better get your stadium stuff in order, or the team goes to Los Angeles. The NFL doesn't have that right now, and I think that helped the Bengals stand in Cincinnati as well.